Always, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. As we all know and has been mentioned, today is a very special day in the lives of many across these United States of America and in some other countries around the world. It is Mother's Day. So, as audience participation, I invite all the men in the house to please stand. All the men. And let us give a round of applause to all the women in our lives. Well done. You may be seated. Now, will all the women please stand and take a bow? No, I'm just kidding. That's okay. But it is a very special day indeed, because we're here today. We honor and we celebrate mothers. We give thanks for them. In Madagascar, there's a saying about mothers. Mothers are the ones through whom we got to see the sun. In other words, without them, you wouldn't be in the world today. And so that's very special indeed. So to that end, my message today will be a little different than usual. Now, just to let you all know that I don't preach about Mother's Day or Father's Day on a yearly basis. I do it every once in a while, probably every 3 years or every 4 years. So today, I'm setting aside our normal routine and honor those special women we call mothers and those who may not be our biological mothers, but they have been mother figures in our lives. Now, I think I speak for all the men and for all the children when I say that the women, the mothers, the mother figures in our lives have done and continue to do a lot for us, whether we know it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not. Whether we love them or not, they continue to do a lot for us. When we were kids, they prepared food for us to eat. They turned a house into a home. They mended and treated our wounds. They consoled us when we're disappointed or when our hearts got broken. They cheered us on when we did something good, something right. And perhaps their greatest gifts to all of us is the way they guide us, the way they teach, the way they prepare us about life. Yes, dads and fathers do that too, but that's a sermon for next month. So look for it. You know, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 tells us that, my child, keep your father's commandment and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Yes, mothers and those who have been mother figures in our lives have taught us a lot, especially about life itself, about living. Some time ago, I ran across the following remarks about mothers, about mamas. And I don't recall who wrote these insights down, but listen and see if you could relate to them about mothers. First, mothers teach us about foresight. Mothers will say, make sure you wear clean underwear in case you get in an accident. Y'all must have had the same mother. Mothers teach us about logic, okay? This is some of my mother is actually is one of those logical people. It will say, if you fall out of that tree and break your neck, don't come running to me. Mothers teach us about maturity, too. Eat your vegetable or you'll never grow up. That explains a lot of the 40-year-old adolescents in our society today. They didn't eat their vegetables. Mothers teach us about religion. You'd better pray that your father doesn't find out about this. Yeah? Mother teach us about time travel. Now, this is something that I wish Einstein would have figured out for us. Mothers would say, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to slap you into the middle of the next week. Time travel. And, of course, mothers are notorious for teaching us about contradictions. Now, that's enough. Now, shut your mouth, eat your dinner. That's an interesting command. How about mothers are very good in teaching us how to be a contortionist? Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? Good luck with that. And mothers teach us about perseverance. Oh, thank you, Mom. You are going to sit there, mister, until you finish every last piece of your broccoli. And, of course, this is one that heard most often in most households. Mothers teach us about genetics. You're just like your father. Now, of course, mothers also teach us about the weather. Would you look at this? It looks like a tornado went through your room. And mothers, of course, always quick to teach us about the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I could take you out. Yes, mothers, all those women who raised us, grandmothers, aunts, sisters, what blessings they have been to us. What blessings they have been to take their role so seriously. Yes, women, mothers, mother figures of all sizes and shapes, of all ages and professions, of all race and cultures, what blessings they are to us all. Now, I know that Mother's Day is often a difficult time for some. For some, even maybe for some of you who are here this morning. Maybe you've always wanted to be a mother. Or you're still trying to be a mother. But for some reason, you cannot. I am sorry about that. I'm sorry that this day may be a difficult one for you. But I hope that though you cannot celebrate this day as a mother, I pray that you get a chance to celebrate the gift of your own mother today. For without whom, you would not be here to bless the rest of us. Now, I also realize that this day may be a difficult day for some who've not had the best mother in the world. And I, too, am sorry about that. But I hope that you've found someone along the way. You found someone that has been a good mother figure to you. I hope that you had found someone that had nurtured you and cared you. Now, I'm well aware that this day is hard for those who've had a mother or a wife who died and gone to be with the Lord. And I understand how each memory of her caused you to die a little each time. Again, I am sorry for your pain. I am sorry for your loss. May your faith in Jesus Christ, however, provide you comfort and the assurance that you'll be together again with them in the presence and in the brilliant light of God for eternity, where there will be no tears, no sorrow, no pain, no death. In the same way, I understand the pain and the dislike of this day, Mother's Day, by some of you. Some of you who have suffered and continue to suffer the loss of a child. Each year that passes by, each holiday, each birthday, each Mother's Day reminds you of your loss, of your pain, and it drives that pain and that heartache deeper. I pray that you lean more and harder on your big brother Jesus and hold on him tight, because he is, as he promised, the life and the resurrection. And a great reunion is at hand for all those who believe in him. And for sure, some of you feel Mother's Day is a difficult day because you've experienced the waywardness of a child. You don't know how or when or what went wrong in their life. They just simply went the wrong way, so to speak. Well, I encourage you to pray for them. Continue to pray for them. Pray that the Holy Spirit will send someone into their lives, and that someone will lead them back to you, to the fold. Lead them back to Christ Jesus himself. And I am fully aware that some of you are flying solo as a single parent mothers. Working hard to nurture, working hard to raise and to protect your child, your children in a hostile world. Again, hold on to Jesus. See, in all of these situations and in all of these conditions of motherhood, I pray that God will indeed give you comfort, will give you strength, will give you joy, will give you unfathomable grace today and every day. Now, in our text this morning from Paul's second letter to his spiritual son, Timothy, Paul introduces us to two women, one named Eunice and the other named Lois. Here's what Paul wrote to Timothy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you. See, Eunice was raised in a God-fearing home and was greatly influenced and impacted by her mother, Lois, by her mother's faith. Eunice grew up and fell in love. Eunice grew up and was attracted to a young man who was not into religion at all, not like her. Now, it is not known why she married outside the Christian faith, but it is clear that even though she married outside the Christian faith, she did not forsake her walk with God, her faith in Christ. Eunice and her husband bore a son and named him Timothy. Now, in this particular scripture text, Paul mentions Timothy's mother, Eunice, and grandmother Lois as one who trained him in the Christian faith by themselves. No doubt, they told Timothy about the old stories in the Old Testaments, as well as the stories about Jesus, the miracles that Jesus performed, the stories about how he lived, died on a cross, and rose again. Paul greatly emphasized the impact that these two women had on Timothy's young life. I believe Timothy's mother and grandmother taught him the Holy Scriptures from the time, from ever since he was an infant, ever since he was a knee-high to a grasshopper. I'm sure these two women taught him, instilled in him the Word of God. And I'm sure they did everything they could to provide him the opportunity to learn the principles of God's Word. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, we read the famous Shema, the scripture that every Hebrew child knows since they were infants. It's Shema, O Israel, or Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Do you know what this tells us, friends? Do you realize what this means? It means that it's never too early to start instilling God's word into the hearts of our children. See, God wants to use us parents, us adults, us fathers and mothers father figures and mother figures. He wants us to instill into our children respect for God's word. He wants us to instill into our children respect for God's people, for God's house, for all things godly. After all, if we ourselves do not respect these things, how can we expect our children to love God and his people when they grow up? Like Eunice and her mother Lois in our reading this morning, if you want to instill authentic faith in your children, in your child, in your grandchildren, then you should take your own faith and walk with Jesus seriously. See, a pastor was talking to a man who wanted to join the church, and the pastor asked, what did I say that convinced you to join our church? The man said, well, it wasn't anything you said, Pastor. It was the way my mother lived her life. See, sometimes the only gospel that people get here is observing our actions. This is why I always say, others have said it too, you know, we're to preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. I think about how fortunate Timothy was for having a mother and a grandmother who were more interested in him knowing the Bible, knowing about God, than becoming a statesman of his day. Now, I realize that in this day and age, it is difficult for parents to instill in their children the love for God. I realize that it is difficult these days because of all the things that are pulling and tugging and pushing and causing the children to go every which way but loose. Between their schoolings and their athletics and sports events and prowess, between their musical endeavors and their social actions and status and the effects and the influence of our culture around them, it's so easy to allow their spiritual formations and their growth, spiritual growth, to slip and fall by the wayside. How wonderful is a mother today who is more concerned about her children's souls than about their future careers. How wonderful is a mother today who is more concerned about her children's eternal life than their success in life. How delightful is a mother who is more concerned about her children's relationship with Jesus than their popularity in the world. How great is a mother who is more concerned about her children standing before God than their standing in social media. See, Timothy went down in history as a man of great faith. Yes, the Holy Spirit gave him such faith, but I like to believe also that it was largely because of a praying mother, a caring and praying grandmother who were devoted to God and modeled such faith to Timothy. So we thank and praise God for mothers today who set good examples of their faith for their children. Is that you? Mothers and mother figures, is that you? Who set good examples for your children? We thank God and praise Him today for mothers who stand firm in her faith, teaching the children the way of life and following the examples of Christ Jesus. If you are here today and have had the privilege of having a godly mother like Eunice, a godly grandmother like Lois, consider yourself a very fortunate and blessed individual. May you do likewise. May you follow their examples. And may you and your children and your grandchildren follow the legacy of Lois and Eunice, such that it produced, raised up a young man of faith like Timothy, whom Paul seemed fit to call his son, his spiritual son. May you live your life not only today but every day to be the ones who continue to teach, who continue to guide, who continue to cheer, who continue to mend, who continue to comfort your children and those whom God put in your path. May this day be a day of celebration in your honor, mothers of all kinds, of all places. May we celebrate you, and we give thanks for sure for you on this day, as we should every day. Amen.